This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you're in New York and you get hungry and you order a Domino's pizza, there's a chance that the pizza guy or gal who made or delivered that pizza wasn't paid what they were legally owed for the hours they worked. The allegation is wage theft at 10 Domino's pizza joints. The alleger was New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman this morning. The claim is $565,000 in unpaid wages and other compensation for those workers. What makes this, though not your average run-of-the-mill wage theft case, is that Schneiderman's going after not just the owners of the individual Domino's franchises, but also Domino's itself, the parent company that licenses those franchises. It's a legal theory called joint employer, one that could wind up being applied to more companies in fast food and other industries, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports from our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
So you roll into a Domino's, order some pizza, and the register person and pie slinger, they don't actually work for the Domino's Corporation, right? They work for a small business person who owns that Domino's franchise. Or maybe they work for both.
There are a broad range of circumstances in which a company can be found to be a joint employer.
Labor lawyer Michael Rubin has brought joint employer class action lawsuits against McDonald's and Walmart. The theory is that the big parent company is jointly responsible for wage theft, even if it doesn't sign the franchise workers' paychecks, when it provides tools that control the economic and labor conditions in the workplace.
If you have timekeeping software that you're requiring a contractor or a franchisee to implement, that enable them to monitor exactly what the workers are doing. The more the workers' actions are controlled, the more likely an entity is to be found a joint employer.
Domino's emailed us a statement saying it's the franchisees who are responsible for hiring, firing, and paying workers. Matt Haller of the International Franchise Association calls this joint employer theory an overreach.
The union, and in some cases the trial attorneys, want to bring lawsuits against large brands because they see deep pocketbooks.
Catherine Ruckelshaus at the National Employment Law Project says wage theft is actually increasing with more subcontracting and gigging out of low-wage jobs.
It's off-the-clock work. It's illegal deductions from pay. Just a problem that is very difficult to address given our current enforcement system.
And given how many layers of employers there are now, in everything from big box warehousing to office cleaning to fast food. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.